Welcome to the FYM Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a curse of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Yuma Daf Chof Dalet in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Zayin, starting Daf Chof Gimel and Bey, six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Asorah Peom Mimei Kohen Gadol Maskir Hashem B'Yom Kippurim. 10 times the Kohen Gadol mentioned the name of Hashem Yom Kippur. Shisho V'Par. There's 2 viduyim on the par, one for himself and his family, and one for the rest of the Kohanim. And in each vidui, he said the name of Hashem 3 times, as our Mishnah says. So that's 6. V'shloisho b'seir, he had 1 vidui in seir, then you have, that's another 3. V'echod b'goyrolos, what he said, what he did the goyrol, he says, la'ashem chatos. Hakroivi, the people that were close and heard the name of Hashem mentioned, how you noifli b'pleiv, they fell, they laid down on their face. How the ones who were further away, how you are baruch shake for b'chusay lavoid without laying down, bowing down on the ground. Elu ve'elu lo yuzozay b'shabbat shu b'salam behem. They would not move from there until they forgot the name that they heard. Meaning, what seems to be is as long as they're focused on the name and the name is still in their brain, they didn't move there until it was completely gone. And they moved to the next stage, then he got up. How do you know you have to completely forget or that the name has to completely be gone from the mind before one moves? Because it says in the pasuk, Zeshmi le'olam, Zeshmi le'alam. It says la'alam without a vav, losha ne'alam. So it has to be gone. In the beginning, he used to say Shem Hashem in a very high voice, very loud, so people can hear him. But then Prutzim started listening to the name and started misusing it. He started saying it alone in a whisper. Continues the word of Chavdalda with Aleph, Omar Tafrin, Oybe Deisi bin Ech Achai, Koyanim, Beshuro. I was among my brothers, the Koyanim, in the row. Vititi Oiznik, Ali Koy Godol. I listened carefully to the Koy Godol, Vishamati, Bavlioi bin Imas, Akoyanim. And I heard him say the name of Hashem while the Koyanim were singing, Rok Sheikh, Rok Chutzai Lovoit. But we showed that even so the Cholodom. In the beginning, they used to teach Shem first to everybody. But Shirobu Aputzi, people of the Parutz, had misused it. Like Nimsor El Lakshay used to say it only to the Kshay. Shmuel Avahava Shoa Parsayo Mikalel Lebre Bey Femis. Shmuel was passing by, he heard a Persian cursing his son with the name of Hashem, and that caused the son to die. Omar Ozol Guvro Uma the Shava Shava. Says 2 bad things he did. First of all, someone died because of it, and people heard the name of Hashem in an improper way. Rav Anaini Bar Susai saw Gaber of Chanil Tziporim. He came to visit Chanil Tziporim. Omar Iso Ve'ana Boso Yasiloch. So come here, and I'll teach you the name of Hashem. Rav Chanil told him, I'll teach you. Ale Brei Techute Arso. His son came underneath the bed because he also wanted to learn it. Otash Veshama Kolei. He sneezed, and Rav Chanil heard he heard that his son was under the bed. Omar Ma'atu Nehige Gabayichud Beramiu. You're acting me with gaiva, like I'm teaching you this. It's something that has to be done with respect. Not that you're coming down and trying to listen. So, Azza loyloch v'loyle. He said, I'm going to teach now you and now your son. Chad osi b'tziporin omar l'rapinchos barchavo. There was a doctor at Tziporim that told Rapinchos barchavo, Isav animosa loyloch, come to me and I'll teach you. I know Shem Refresh, I'll teach it to you. Omar le leis odayoch, he said, I can't. Why can't you learn it? I take meiser, meaning I enjoy a benefit for people. Anybody who knows the Shem Hashem cannot benefit from other people. Why? Because he has to benefit and rely on other people. Sometimes people won't be so nice to him, and he's going to use Shem Refresh against them. It's too much of a test. A person has the power of Shem Refresh when he has to rely on other people. So therefore, anybody who's relying on somebody else cannot use Shem Refresh. Halacha Ches Zok de Mishnah. So he comes to the east of the Azorah and the north of the Mizbeach. This God is the second in command, and the Rosh Pesav is the one responsible for the Mishmer of that day. V'sham shnei seirim, you have there the 2 seirim, the 2 goats. V'kalpi hoisosham, and there was a chest over there, there was a box. Uvash shnei gerolos, and there's 2 lots in the box. Shilashkoyo Hoyu was made of this wood called Ashkoyo. For Hosom Ringamlo Shazo, Ringamlo changed it to be gold. For Maskim Oysel Shvach, they mentioned him as Shvach that he upgraded the lots from wood to gold. Now the Mishnah goes on to say other things people did that they were mentioned for Shvach. Bin Kotin also Shnemer Sodod Lakir. Shalo Ayubo El Ashtain. There were only two spigots in the Kir where they washed their hands and legs. He came and added it to make a 12. We'll see in the Gemara why 12 Davka. Hafu aso muchne lekir shol yomeimu of nifsoim belino. Muchne is a wheel, that's one pshat, to the kir to bring it down, be able to put it into the mikvah, so it will not be pasul lino, that the water should not go overnight, and be pasul belino, once it's touching a mikvah, it doesn't become pasul overnight. Munbaz amelech, munbaz the king, also kol yodas hakelim shom kipurim shazov. He made all the handles of the kelim yom kipurim made out of gold. Hileini him, or his mother Hileini, also nivresha shazov. She made a chandelier of gold, a piece of shalechol, in the entrance of the heichol. We'll see in the Gemara why she did it. She also made a golden tablet where the parsha seder is written in it. Because the Kohen Gadol, when the seder comes in front of him, he has to write the parsha. So in order for him to know what to write, there was a golden tablet with it, so he could copy from there. Nikonar nasu nisim led la toisof. For Nikonar, there was nisim that happened to his doors. For you maskir moish leshvach, they were mentioned in leshvach. Another gears over here is a you maskir oisom leshvach. Meaning everybody is mentioned here in the Mishnah. So, to Gemara, because we mentioned beginning in the Mishnah that he came to the north, but he went to the east side of it. That means, Mashra, that even in the east side of the Mizbeach, it's still north. So that goes back to the discussion that we had in the previous daf. And the Gemara now is just going to repeat and say once again the whole Gemara that we brought in previous daf. What is the north that's kosher for kosher kadoshim? It's from the end of the mizbeach till the northern wall of mizbeach. Had connected kol mizbeach. Yeshdom kishloish ashtayim amo divi Rebbe. According to the Gisa of Chaim in the previous daf, that was Rabbi Yisi Be'abudo. Meaning he holds the north is only in front of the mizbeach, the north part in front of the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar was Shimonai making connected base a chalifois from the wall of the ulam where you put the knives at connected bein ulam mizbeach, including all the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. At koisel ha'azora ha'mizrachi, or the Gersa Rabbi Chaim at koisel ha'azora ha'tzfoini, meaning it's from the ulam and in the entire area between the ulam mizbeach and the entire area in front of the mizbeach, and that's it. Rabbi Moisi Mokudris is regularly Yisrael achas rehamo. Mokudris regularly Gorani achas rehamo. He adds the 22 amo to the east of the mizbeach. Mikiyush Mizbeach Tzvoini goes until the north of Mizbeach to the north, Vakrisa Azor Mizrach to the east, meaning the entire Azor in the north is basically good for Kodesh Kadashim, and that's what our Mishnah says, that he came to the Mizrach Azor and it's called Tzofen. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Dvorim Ayazgan Mishamish. There's five things that was the job of the Zgan, who's the deputy Kohen Gadol. What is the five things? Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Hasgan omer lo ishi kohen gadol hagbia yeminuch. This we'll see a little later in the Mishnayos. Hasgan tells the kohen gadol, you have to pick up your hand. Now, the second thing it says, Hasgan miyiminu v'rish b'isa b'smol, that's our Mishnah. The Hasgan is on the right of the kohen gadol. And really that applies everywhere he went. The Hasgan always went to his right. The third thing, hinif Hasgan b'sudoim. The Hasgan picks up the sudor to make a sign. And that's what the kohen gadol does, the nisuch hayayin. The fourth thing is, achaz hazgan b'yiminu v'helo, that the zgan helps the Kohen Gadol to go up to the Mizbeach. And lo yah Kohen Gadol mismanel yos Kohen Gadol atri nasa zgan. Kohen Gadol can become only someone who was a zgan, someone who was a deputy Kohen Gadol, he can become a Kohen Gadol. Kodir zegmor v'kalpi ha'yis ha'shom v'shtei gorilos shel ha'shkoyer hoyu, there was the chest with the two lats made out of wood. Mal ha'shkoyer, what is ha'shkoyer? Zegmor paskinun, that's a type of wood called paskinun. V'shmol ha'choyder rav boy. He asked the following question. We said that they upgraded to be gold. Ovdu, if you got lost, do you have to make it again, I mean, out of gold? Or you could bring it back to be wood like it used to be. This would know based on the following. Reading, you always go up in Kodesh, you don't go down. So because it's already gold, you also always have to remain, it has to remain gold. Now the word goes on and says that the Kior, he made 12 spigots. It stands, why 12 spigots? Because that's the amount of spigots that you could fit into the kier. You could make it in different rows and add much more. How many koyanim were together doing the tomid in the day that you had the most koyanim? So we learned before that in the most day, we talk about Shabbos and Sukkot, you had 12 koyanim. So you have 12 spigots over here. So now the Gemara is bothered by the following. How can you use the me'akir for Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim? It's Maim Shuvim, it's drawn water. And the Gemara holds here, the drawn water is possible for Kiddush. So he answers the Gemara, Elyo in the top part of the Kiyor, Bishum Kli Pochus Berubay. Because the majority of it was broken, meaning it did not have a full receptacle. So it's not considered to be a Kli to be Maim Shuvim. The Tachto, instead of the Gemara, Mishuv Yush Kli. Okay, what about the bottom part of the Kiyor? It doesn't have the space of a Kli, because that's where the water is. Water came from the river of Etom. Vayiraglu shebedorim, and his feet to the south, which the kiri was sitting on, p'chutim kirimon, open like a pomegranate, meaning a hole which is the size of a pomegranate to touch the river. And if it's a hole the size of a pomegranate, does not get to be a kli, because kli balabait has the size of opening of rimonim, it doesn't get tuma, and it's connected to the river, so it does not get to be mayim shuvim. The more we bring a similar discussion about something else, this is the kir. Which was a very big bowl, which was standing on top of 12 bulls. Bulls made out of copper. So this yam, based tefil l'kriyanim, the Kriyanim used it for a mikvah. And you learn from the pasuk, the Kriyanim went to the mikvah over there. It's more of a little clear, but it's a vessel. The mikvah has to be connected to the ground. And so the Gemara, masamayim mushchach lo mehitam, the water comes from mehitam, from the river. For ragli shvarim p'chutim k'rimoni, and the legs of the oxen, which were holding the water, they were open like a rimoin, so it wasn't a clean, it was connected to the river, so it's not considered to be mayim shuvim. Says in Mark, see if it says in the pasuk, vehei le misparim, this is the number, agai tele zov shloishim. So referring here to Kalim of Beis HaMikdash, the Kriyush Tukva Nebuchadnezzar, it says, Oregatale. So what does it mean? Shuvah Nachna Oma Makom Shoi Green Boy Dom Shotah, the place where you put in the blood of the sheep, meaning the receptacles of the blood. Agartale Kesef Elef, that was also made out of silver. What is that? Shuvah Lok Shoi Makom Shoi Green Boy Dom Shapar, that's where you put the blood of the bull. Then it says, Machlefim Tisho Vesim, there's 29 Machlefim. What is that? We have Simun Eila Sakinim, that's the knives. Kai de Tanin Tamon, it says in the Mishnah, who are Nikra Beis HaChalifus. As we mentioned before, that the wall of the Ulam is called Beis HaChalifus. Why? Sheshama Yegoin Zim Tasakinim. That's where they put their knives. So you see, the Chalifus means the Sakin. The Korban Eid explains over here, because it's Machlif Michayim Lamisa. It kills somebody. So that's why it's called Chalifus. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yuma Dav Chav Dalet.